MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. As New Mexico continues to rebuild from recent wildfires like the Salt and South Fork fires, the state is preparing for an active wildfire season. The federal government is predicting above normal fire conditions throughout March, April, and May. It's in part because of the windy conditions and the dry winter the state has seen, with snowpack about 50% below normal, according to the State Forestry Division. The state said it's preparing for wildfire season by training firefighters and offering free classes to New Mexicans on wildfire preparedness. George Ducker, the Public Information Officer for State Forestry, said 68% of the state lives in places where people, houses, and forests intersect. Ducker reminds people to stay aware of conditions to prevent wildfires. House Bill 65, that is currently making its way through the House, allows for either 4 or 5 day school weeks and would require 1,140 instructional hours with no requirement for the number of days. The bill came in response to the state's public education department's rule back in 2023 that declared districts must have 180 days of school. But a judge rejected the PED plan. The bill passed Monday's committee with unanimous support and is now headed to the House floor. If it passes, it would then go to the Senate, which has less than 2 weeks in the session. Court records show the PED is now appealing the district court ruling against their proposed rules. And with inflation hitting all aspects of our lives, New Mexico cattle growers say the price of beef will still be high for some time, as it has become far more costly to raise cattle. The biggest hit against cattle growers is the price of feed and water for grass. The state uses grass as a huge source for feeding cattle, but with the massive drought the state is facing, growers have had to use other means. And replacing members of the herd can be just as pricey. The market value on yearling steers has gone up close to $2,000 a head. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.